This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How's that fat boy in here?
Oh.
From Jersey?
Fat boy from Jersey. Yeah. Oh, academic? Oh, fat boy SE.
Oh. Different fat boy.
Oh, you should have told me.
Why?
His baby mama would have loved to pop up.
But she's around?
She's going to come next. She around.
I was asking
her. She calls me all the time.
For real?
Yeah.
But she lives out here?
Yeah.
She'll
pull up.
I thought that was your man's.
Who?
Fat boy. I thought
that
you liked
is.
Him.
He know how to go.
You kicking it with his baby mama?
No, I actually met her. I was at the merch place around the corner, and this was right after we did the academic shit with him.
Uh-huh.
And she was looking at me crazy, right? I'm like, damn, what's wrong with you? I know you. She's like, yeah, I got a problem with you. I'm fat
you just
boy.
Randomly met.
I swear to God, I'm fat boy's baby mama.
Yeah.
And it didn't ring. I'm like, oh shit, that's right when that footage leaked.
Yo, I got to ask this fool a question I never asked somebody on a podcast before.
Yeah.
Oh, fat boy.
I said, so you really get a d- implant?
Did he?
Well, that's what his baby mama said.
Oh.
He was very evasive. You're going to have to see it when
answer?
It comes out. He was, he wasn't really. It's like I interviewed somebody the other day who told, and I was asking him about telling, and he was kind of like.
Oh, he was a snitch? Who you had a rat up
kind of like, whatever, bro.
Who
like, say what you want to say about me.
You saying the exposure to somebody we got?
It's an underground thing. It wouldn't rise to the occasion of you dealing with it.
Oh, we still need this information in case he get big.
We're gonna monitor him.
Yeah.
So, yo, I was surprised because you told me that you wanted to bring some rappers through. And normally, when you want to bring some rappers through, it's either because they're beefing with somebody that you're beefing with, or you like secretly sign them and you like are just basically using this as a way to promote them, or. It's like some dude that you used to, you know, do prison shit with
you
back in the day.
You've been wrong every time. You always say I secretly signed somebody. Why the f*** if I sign it would I want to keep it a secret? That don't even make sense.
Because then it could seem more organic to the people.
No, if I signed him, I want him to know I signed
him. If I sign him, I don't really want people to know. I want it to seem like I'm just lucky to be spending time with this new artist, not, oh, yeah, this is my new artist. Like, I'm hyping him up because then it's so transparent.
That's why you never had artists.
Well, you're right. I haven't had artists, so that's actually true.
But
it
does,
I overthink it too much.
So have you really did the research and seen what the connection is?
Yeah, I did my Googles, and
What's the connection?
I actually don't know the connection, but I'm impressed that you've actually brought around some, like, relevant Memphis artists so that we could actually be.
This is the only Memphis artist I've brought around.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, they actually are doing their thing, and I was impressed when I was going through the catalog.
You don't know the connection.
No, I don't. You tell me the connection.
At all they jury.
Of course it had to be self-serving in some
looking
way.
At they jury.
Do you guys distribute brand?
No. Look at his jury.
I need to know.
No, look at his jury for like 4 seconds.
Oh, right. You're a QC agent. Right. Okay. I was thinking about that.
Agent.
Yeah.
Ain't no agents at QC.
No, you're running plays for me
no,
and everybody.
That's my family.
And Scooter, really.
No, I don't know nothing about it. I know Scooter, but no.
Not young Scooter.
Shout out to Scooter. I know Scooter you talking about.
Right.
But you know, that's family. You know that.
Oh, okay.
See, right
he always, everything's a play with a suit.
Yeah, but at the end of the day.
You get them how you get them.
No, nephew them really buzzing.
No, I feel
for
it.
For real, they got their thing going on. You know, Memphis is it's one of them places right now to where it's been hot. But I remember when L.A. was like that. It's been hot, but that getting dangerous to a point to where it might be too hot, so your music and your movement got to outrun that. Straight up.
It's hard to be hot without your city being dangerous these days.
Yeah, but
it's kind of dark, but it's true.
But nowadays, when it used to help you in the building, it's hurting you in the building.
Really?
Hell yeah. They like, shit, we don't want to put $5-10 million in a nigga, and we look up 7 months, he ain't here no more, he got life, or he ain't here. So it's different. So you got to really, like, you got to come from that, but be about your business. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And when you official from that, the people around you is going, they going to let you conduct your business. Mm. You can't come up into it, get a deal, and still trying to get more stripes in the streets. That don't work.
Mm.
It's not going to work.
So let's do our official introductions. Who'd you meet first? Or is this your first time meeting?
I met Nephew first. Cause we did Super Bowl together.
Yeah.
It was our Super Bowl together.
Wait, you were in Vegas with him?
I was there.
We did the same play.
We did the
same spot in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You talking about the fight? Yeah, I got rushed. So I did Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, that's what's out there.
Yeah, at the game. Yeah, at the game, I got rushed.
Were you attacking him or helping him?
No, no, my nigga, when we was at, we could see the game.
Yeah.
But, nigga, we was in a 10,000 square foot suite, some crazy.
Yeah.
Chilling. I mean, it was dice shooting.
Yeah.
All kind of shit going on. Yeah. So that's why when I heard I had a fight at the Super Bowl, I'm like, God damn, what the f-? I mean, I was at the Super Bowl. Yeah. We could see the dome, but we weren't at the dome.
Right.
You know the Palms got that crazy ass suite. You ever been in that crazy suite at the top?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Probably not. You probably had enough money to do that shit.
I hang out with rich people like you. I'm not chasing Elon Musk around the globe.
I mean, you too busy pimping. You pimp.
Let's just call it.
Hey, man, I'm starting to get a little worried about your eyes, bro. You getting old, open. You been tested lately?
Eyes? What do you think's wrong with my eyes?
I don't know. You looking like, man, like.
Jaundice?
Like I Am Legend type shit going on.
I know someone who's a really bad alcoholic and his eyes are all yellow. You suggesting that I might have something like that going on?
Nah.
I don't drink.
You're just getting this wrinkle and you're kind of red right here.
I mean, I've been smoking weed all day, right?
Your wife been gone, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've been kind of like, the kids gone too?
Yeah.
So you at home by yourself?
Yeah, but I'm still doing the same exact I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Doing interviews. I'm just doing more interviews.
You know how to kill the cameras, right?
What?
I'll tell you about it.
Why would we kill the cameras? We're recording a podcast.
No, I'm talking about in the house.
What cameras?
You don't have cameras?
Oh. You're giving me cheating strategy.
I mean, you don't
have how to turn off the cameras in the crib so I can get some.
Ain't you getting tired of the same?
No, there's a lot of variety in my life.
Huh?
But you're saying that is, do you know about this too? You like turn off the camera, you replace an image on the camera because I never thought about it. But if I wanted to bring it over, I would have to probably.
That's the white boy shit.
But I would just bring her here if I was really trying to run a mission. If I wasn't such a committed husband.
One of these dudes gonna tell on you.
Oh yeah, for sure.
One of these dudes you work with wanna fuck your wife, bro.
Dead ass, for sure.
They didn't wash her and all kind of.
Sneaky.
Yeah, it is what it is, bro.
No, it'd probably be Baby Cuban Rob or something.
I mean, them ain't your homeboys, they're mine.
On the fingers. Are we ever gonna introduce our guests? See, this is what it's like. You need to take charge in this podcast because this motherfucker will railroad you.
Hold on, what did you tell me?
Yes, let's talk about that. This is even more of a delay. I had a conversation with him. I expressed some of the desires of the commenters in the chat, which is that a common criticism is that WAC will have someone on the podcast. And in situations where he should kind of be letting them speak, instead he'll just start telling stories about himself.
These your trolls, your little bots you pay?
I don't pay any bots. Yeah, okay. I have no bots. It's just
I think the problem criticism. Is you don't know what to talk about when it's time to talk about something. And today, we talk about some of the hottest artists in Memphis. It's been a lot of up and downs in Memphis.
Yeah, but if we ask him to interview you, you know what he's going to say? He's going to say, so you got any new music coming out?
Yeah.
Well, quite
that's
naturally.
That's not a good interview question. I'm trying to get deep.
Yeah. Quite naturally, we definitely got to get to their music.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you're dealing with people that really come from the streets, it's only so much I'm going to touch on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to see you and Vlad. Y'all like to lead people and incriminate themselves. Yeah. Y'all get them all hyped and y'all say some to where they had a point to where they feel like they got to prove something. And you to be like, so, were you there?
Hey.
You know?
We're going to pop it off.
You know what I'm saying?
Gonna pop off.
Let's pop it off, man. So what's up, man? Tell the people where you from.
Man,
what you represent.
B.E.O. Kenny and Stupid Duke, for the record.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's not too quiet with a name like that.
Yeah.
I'm just chilling. No,
Stupid Duke. Yeah, see, that name means
some yeah, goddamn right.
Huh?
I ain't get that a Craig J. Buck.
So listen, are y'all a group?
Rap.
Two solos?
We anything.
Yeah, how did this come together? Because you guys are very different age groups.
Yeah.
How'd you guys link up and start making music together? What's the story?
Nah, this been my boy since 7th, 8th grade.
Oh,
you know
y'all same age.
Now, I said this been my boy since 7th, 8th grade.
You been in 7th, 8th grade.
You know what I'm saying? This been my boy. So
big brother type guy.
Yeah, most definitely. I ain't got no brothers. You know what I'm saying? This my only brother. You know what I'm saying?
You was a little.
Yeah, most definitely.
With the biggest heart.
Dangerous.
Yeah. My boy. So it just, you know what I'm saying? I got the opportunity to have bro in with whatever I got going on. Shit, he in with it. You feel me?
Real love.
You know what I'm saying?
But so what? You were already in the music game?
Nah, I was in the penitentiary and I got out and started rapping.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've been there about 2 years.
What year did you start rapping?
In like 2020, 21, 20.
And that was when you were. That's when you got in touch with him, or
See, it was like with me and bro. I'm gonna kind of run it back for y'all a little
sure,
bit.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. Me and bro had probably been apart from each other since like when I left. I did like a juvenile beat like in 2010. I do like a juvenile beat like 2.5 years. Then when I get home. Then my boy, he gone. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, he gone.
And
gotcha.
Then bro, like gone like for like a 9. When he get out, I'm gone again. You get what I'm saying? But around it like 2011, 2012, I had started kind of around with the rap a little bit. You feel me? And you know, I ain't know what the hell I had going on, what I was doing. I just knew I had a name from, you know what I'm saying, in the streets. You get what I'm saying? So I just knew I had a name. And once I started messing with the music, people kind of like embrace it because they were like, nah, what that young nigga talking about? You know what I'm saying? Nah, he for real. He ain't no, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no cap. You know what I'm saying? So I just started the music. I created a buzz. You feel me? I created that buzz and I had everything going on. Shit, and I go do another bit again. You get what I'm saying?
And oh, so you get it started.
Yeah.
And you get caught up again.
Yeah, I get caught up again.
Financing the music.
Man.
You got to hustle.
Yeah, I got to. You get what I'm saying? Because it was times even back then when I'm thinking like, damn, this rap shit going to work. It's going to work. I don't need to be doing this other shit. But then when you ain't got no money, shit, you like, damn, hell no. Nah, you got to keep this shit going. You feel me? So I'm still doing all type of little shit or whatever. But I had got I had get like jammed up like in Atlanta or whatever, you know what I'm saying, on some shit. You get what I'm saying? I go do a state bid, a fed bid, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, they ran you bow-legged.
Yeah. Most definitely.
You don't know them.
That's when they run a fed sentence and a state sentence at the same time?
Separately.
No, what we try to do is get them
so you got to do a year, then do another year?
So usually when they say we give you 10 years in the feds, mm-hmm. and we're going to give you 5 years in the state, what we want to do, we want to run the 5 years concurrent with the 10.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? But when they run you bow-legged, you go do your 10.
Yeah.
When you done, you parole to the other one, and you go do your 5.
You know better.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But so more different. By the time bro got home, I was gone again. You get what I'm saying? Again. So we were just missing each other like that. You get what I'm saying? But then.
I mean, you probably was good that way. Kept you all alive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I hate to say it, but sometimes jail saved.
Most definitely.
You think you needed a few years to cool off?
Most definitely needed a few years. Most definitely need them.
How old are you now?
I'm close to 30.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm real close to 30.
Close to 30?
Yeah.
This is right up her alley. Yeah. She from the country. Yeah. She understand everything they say. She from Mississippi.
You flirt.
That's what you mean. That's the queen. That's R&B.
Oh, okay.
That's the one you always hear about.
Oh,
you got to flirt with what's mine.
I don't know. He's flirting from a distance. He's just sending shots all the way to the corner of the room. I'm like, oh,
stand up for him, baby. Stand up.
Why she's actually
turn around. Turn around. Boy, that's natural.
Mm.
Natural.
Not bad.
She from Mississippi, though.
You got any tapes?
Gang of them.
You and her.
What?
Really?
7 trillion.
Yeah.
Talking about language.
What made you, did he make you want to rap?
Yeah, I've seen him from the jail. See, I seen him going high. You know, I ain't never seen him rap in real life because I was gone when he started. So I was locked up, and I knew I was finna get ready to get out, so I had to stop. Well, he never keep it going until he get back, and I know when he get back, he was gonna lock the streets. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So it played out how it did, you know what I'm saying? I was rapping, bro got out, he took over, and he brought me to what he got going on. So you know how this shit
So goes. How did you connect with QC? Did they find you? Was it your buzz? Yeah. How did that happen?
Yeah, it was like, man, I was locked up doing the Fed bit, and I don't think I had, even in the state though, I went to a trial, I beat a trial, you get what I'm saying? In DeKalb County, right? But anyway, boom, the whole time, I'm still writing, because I'm like, look, hey, because I'm fighting, because you know, in robberies in Georgia, max life. You get what I'm saying? 30.
They giving you way.
You get life. You get 30
you get
is life.
You get an L for a motherfucking robbery?
30 is life. You get what I'm saying? I had three of them, gang charges, aggravated assault, you know what I'm saying? All type of other little you get what I'm saying? But so I'm just like, man, I got to try to. Look, I'm just going to keep writing. I'm just going to keep writing music. You get what I'm saying? And I feel like, man, if I dedicate myself to the music, and I beat it in trial, I gotta, like, this gotta be it. This gotta be the way. You feel me? So I just kind of had that faith. So I just kept on writing or whatever.
Was you rapping while you was in there?
Man,
one
of them niggas rapping? Nah, I wasn't
You
never,
didn't rap while you was in there?
I wasn't never the nigga that rapping. Because I felt like, that ain't going to get me nothing, man. Sitting here rapping, you know what I'm saying?
Practice.
In the circuit.
It's
yeah,
practice. It was
okay,
practice.
Okay, you is right.
It was practice.
But I was writing, like, I feel like I like the writing, though. You know what I'm saying? But I just kept on at it or whatever. But anyway, by the time I end up touching down, bro, by the time I got to that fed, I had the phone, boom. I said,
Hold on.
Yeah.
How many of the cases did you beat? You said you had three goddamn robberies.
Nah, okay.
30 apiece.
I beat the violent charges, the robberies, the gang charges, the aggravated assault. I beat them. I got acquitted on them. Not guilty verdicts, no type of plea, no none. But I was convicted on lesser charge because I had I had drugs in my pocket trying to get away from the police. I'm just trying to get away.
What kind of drugs?
I'd have got
Adderall, dude.
Adderall. Like 100 Adderalls on me.
You could do more robberies if you take Adderall while you're doing the robberies.
Look,
this is how you alert, right?
Oh.
So yeah. I got Adderalls on me. Then you know how you get in the back of that police car, you know you're in a fucked up situation. I'm kicking on the door. Boom, boom, break the door. You're going to get that charge too. You get what I'm saying?
So all the little bullshit.
The little bullshit.
Didn't get away, nothing.
Yeah. So cool. I catch that little rap. You know, Georgia, they give you split sentence. They give me a 15, do three. You get what I'm saying? On it. So
you do three on the 15.
But they rest on probation, though. You got their 12. You got their 12.
12 years on probation is basically like they're just.
Nigga,
you're
going to
get in trouble over the course of 12 years, right?
Yeah.
But you can't move, right?
Yeah, nah, I'm gone already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to move. ain't no way you're going to do 12 years in the environment you come from and not get caught.
But if you move to LA and you get arrested in LA, it counts.
Now, you ain't going to LA. I'm going to backwoods, maple, something.
For 12 years?
Yeah. Like, when you walk off that three in there, anything's better than there.
Like.
But after like a year or like 6 months, you're probably gonna be like, I want to go outside.
Yeah, I go outside, right outside, right there, bub. So did you leave when you paroled?
No, matter of fact, I'm from Memphis, but I catch the rap in Atlanta. I go to Nashville next. When I get home, out of the bed, I say, I'm going to Nashville. You hear me?
Nigga, that ain't no better.
Man, but it's smooth for me from Memphis. You know what I'm saying?
Old Nashville.
No ops.
Old Tennessee.
Nah, ain't nothing going on. You know, they ain't doing nothing getting money in Nashville. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? But, so I just, when I got to that fed, I had that phone. I said, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? This whole beat, I'm finna record on this phone. You know what I'm saying? I can put my music out and all that. So guess what? I'm recording myself on the phone, putting music out.
You literally rapping on the phone.
I'm rapping on the phone.
Beats every day.
Beats and everything. I'm putting it out. I'm putting that shit out. Going Apple Music. I got an album on there right now. Say, it's up from her. That's the name of the album.
And it was hitting the streets.
Hitting the streets. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. So it was, man, that shit was hard. So, but by the time I was about to get out, I had recorded this first day out song, and I recorded, and then I already had it. I would call him, bro, look, I got this First Day Out song. When I get home, I need everybody right here.
Me, so you on the street.
Yeah, he here now. Got you. He home now. You know what I'm saying? All day, I'm talking to him. Hey, bro. Hey, be cool. I'm on the way. No, don't get into nothing, bro.
And he really wanted to rap, too, because it's like a 5-minute song. Yeah. He just like keeps going. Like he really had like a shitload of energy. It was probably the Adderall. He probably had to status the whole sentence.
All right. So, so I'm like, bro, hey, look, I got this First Day Out song. I done sent it to him. Look, had a cameraman there. Soon they come off the bus. We finna shoot the video right here at the Greyhound station.
Straight up.
My feet hit the concrete. We going straight up right now. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, I do that. And bro had it looking like, man, the man had it looking like a real king would come home. You hear me? Bro had Sprinter vans everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Security everywhere. All type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So he looking good. 100 bands in his bag. Jerry on. You get what I'm saying? Talking about they brought the me right home, way. Bro. It was big, bro. You hear me? I love them nigga for that.
What year is this we talking?
This was months ago. I just got out in 23.
But so gotcha. Are you purposely avoiding talking about the earlier stage of your career where you were fucking with Moneybagg Yo because y'all don't like him now?
No, I ain't gonna say really I don't like him. You hear me? Cause get what? Really, he a homeboy, bro. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't gonna say I don't like him. It was just some little, you know what I'm saying, neighborhood shit, bro. You hear me? But like,
not even y'all direct. Just neighborhood shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Money back, good dude.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
How did you start fucking with him in the first place, and then how did it end? Can we talk about that?
Nigga had the city open.
From where we from?
We didn't went the same school. We went on the same streets, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how we grew
up because it was a big deal when Moneybagg Yo started fucking with Gotti. Because that's crossing sides in Memphis, right? I remember all this.
Okay. I feel it.
It was a little controversial at the time.
I feel it.
So you're saying you're from where Moneybagg Yo is actually from, so when he did that, it was a little bit weird for you.
I think he understands it a little more now, though.
Somewhat. Yeah.
Because I understand when homies come home and they in the lane, they don't, in their mind, is what it is. So when they see somebody else doing it, he gets it. Yeah. He ain't going to let nobody question him about him signing the QC,
but
right?
But Moneybagg Yo, he's always been super neutral. You never heard him talk about Dolph or none of the dudes that got him beat.
But the fact that he's crossed over there and they from whatever was going on, and they mock, listen, I know, right? It's like a real brainwashing that happens and you only see shit one way, which is the way your team see it.
Yeah.
You don't hear what a motherfucker did, but it's because of only thing you know is I'm with him, and that's it.
Bro, if stupid Duke calls me and starts telling me I'm fucking with the ops a little bit too much, I'm going to be stressed out.
But see, you got to remember.
See the way? No. He didn't even make a facial expression.
At the time, Bag was already over there. He probably experiencing, moving around. Yeah. He like, listen, nigga, I hear what you're saying, but this is business. And they like, nigga, fuck that. Yeah. They talking about the homie and this homie.
Yeah.
So that's actually how it went? Because were you actually signed to him at any point? Or did it get that long?
No, it wasn't none of that. But, bro, like, nigga, it's kind of honestly, bro, like, even when that type of shit popped off, bro, you hear me? It wasn't really no bad blood, but niggas came straight off like, hey, I do what I want to do. Fuck what a nigga think. Like, a nigga ain't tripped on you, bro. You hear me? You get what I'm saying? It's like a nigga got defensive, and like, nobody ain't tripped on you, bro. You get what I'm saying?
Listen, I'm going to tell you what happens. Because it happens in all teams.
Yeah.
It's always a little birdie that gets shit over there.
Yeah.
By the time it get there, the language didn't change twice.
Yeah.
They done took 2 words, added 10 words. Uh-huh. So by the time they come across each other, a nigga already thinking it's some bullshit going on.
Yeah.
So has it, since then, have y'all been able to coexist, do some music together?
Man, we like, even after that, we got together, we did music, you know what I'm saying?
Good shit.
We didn't talk, you get what I'm saying? But me, like, I ain't about to hold no grudges. Okay, bro, you did what you did. Hey, bro, big up to you. Do your shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna just walk around be mad at you because you did what you did. You supposed to do what you do, bro.
Gotcha.
You get what I'm saying? So, shit, it's just what it is. You do your thing, I'm gonna do mine. You feel me?
So from that situation, you didn't sign to him. Y'all was just doing some music together.
Yeah, we never. Nah,
and then,
never
so seen. How did you? Who was the first person to approach you? Who approached? Because I know the locals was trying to get you.
Yeah. Well, as in when
to
I got
try to sign.
When I got home after the first day out drop, I'm at the halfway house, and you know what I'm saying. And like QCP, he hit me DM, you know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, welcome home. You get what I'm saying?
He saw the first day out and hit you up?
Yeah, most definitely. First day out, we're going crazy. You feel me?
He going to deal direct.
Yeah, first day out, we're going crazy. You get what I'm saying? It was a couple of labels, you know what I'm saying, on the phone. While I'm in the halfway house, I'm at the snack machine getting a snack. You get what I'm saying? I'm getting DM, okay. You know what I'm saying? He like, welcome home. Like, cool.
A label ain't going to never outrun P with somebody like him. Because P is him. You know what I'm saying? Like, when the labels come talk to you, they don't know, this motherfucker just telling me this, and I trust this motherfucker. Yeah. When he talking to P, P gonna talk to him like this.
Yeah.
And whatever P say, he gonna stand on it.
Yeah.
Whether it ain't in his favor or not. Mm-hmm. So once he got in front of P and got on that line with P, he was talking to himself. It's hard not want to do business with yourself.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know what
bro.
I'm saying? He's real
and
authentic.
Bro, yeah, and bro, we chopped it up on there, and he said, hey, when can you get out? You get what I'm saying? And I'm like, shit, I'll be out in a couple of days. He like, shit, I'm going to pull up Wednesday. What time? You hear me? And shit, Wednesday came, he was outside, you get what I'm saying? And I jumped in the car, you get what I'm saying? I jumped in the truck, we went to the studio, you get what I'm saying? And shit, it just went from there, you feel me?
I assume P plugged you with Gucci, because y'all did a video together?
Yeah, but guess that's what? But he said, Guwop, you know what I'm saying? Turned them on, hey, Guwop hit him, hey, you need to go check him out, you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
They won.
Yeah.
P and Gucci is one.
But I feel like they're kind of competitive with artists.
No.
You don't think?
No, fuck no.
I feel like Gucci has seen all the success P has, and he wants to make his mark as well. Everybody signs gets locked
up. You got
to
remember, P even tell you, the Migos come from over there, right?
That's what I'm saying.
With P's success is Gucci's success, and vice versa. It's like he said, like, P, you need to go over there, right? Yeah. He could have did that.
Yeah,
okay, the deal is that Gucci signed a shitload of the biggest artists of our generation and didn't really get to profit the way that he should have from them. And I think that he looks at that and he sees P and he says, well, P actually did the right business. Because when Gucci got locked up, he missed out on a fucking shitload of money that he should have made off of Dolph, Migos, Thug, all these motherfuckers.
He did, but he didn't because it's his better half, his queen. You know, he left his queen with like $2 million. He come on, she flipped it to like 6 to 8. So whatever the fuck he might have lost over there, she made up for it.
I'm just saying, I think Gucci wants that label success because he's had a taste of it. But over the years, it's like recently it's been his artist getting locked up. But in the early era, it was just that the business was never 100%. Even OJ the Juice Man, he tried to sign him. And then they went direct
Gucci
to the label.
Gucci does what the fuck Gucci want to do when Gucci want to do. Gucci wake up and feel like being bothered with it, and he get to it. Yeah. If he wake up and don't feel like being bothered with it, he called his brother, yo, P, you need to get out of Memphis and such and such, such. Because think about it. If Gucci seen him first, Gucci could have DM'd him.
Yeah.
Gucci could have approached him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He not going to do that. He going to give it to P and let it come at P.
Because
he didn't say, Gucci didn't hit you and say, yo.
Yeah.
Right? He just left it with P. Them two dudes is brother. Mm-hmm. Like, so whatever one doing, the other one always doing.
Mm.
Yeah, that's
real talk.
Yeah.
That's why when everybody was saying, whack, Gucci dissed you in the song, right? Like, that we all brothers.
Yeah.
Clowned your ass.
That's great. I hope it got some more streams. When you fucking with us, we don't even matter. As long as we win, it's nothing he can say.
How are you going to weave this situation? You are not 1017.
Let me tell you why I won.
Nah.
I don't give a fuck what you're saying.
You could never rock
Gucci
ice cream cone on your face.
Just whack 100. Listen, good or bad, his fan base heard that. It helped me. I don't give a fuck how you say it.
Have you ever heard of coping?
No, I don't know what that is.
You ever hear of copium?
Has a motherfucker dissed you?
Yeah, and I didn't go on podcasts and say, yeah, it's a W for me because you saying my name,
but
bitch. That's the copium.
Well, first of all, it really wasn't a diss, though.
No, he did.
He didn't diss
me. You say he put 100 on your head or some shit?
No, that's the other bozo. That's the rat finesse two times. So he's a rat.
Mm.
He mad because I released his paperwork. Whack the one released the work.
Mm.
I brought Big John on Clubhouse and kicked the work out. Now, I didn't release it what I was supposed to have because Kodak Black. I had to clear Kodak Black with Atlantic. I ain't stupid. They had just signed that, man. I'd have released that shit. It'd have fucked him up. When I doubled back to get that clearance from Atlantic, they wouldn't have did it.
Mm.
With Kodak, so I waited. And when he did the little diss song, at that point, Atlantic like, shit, the door wide open. We can't stop him. So I sat back and I waited and waited, and I let Academic run out there in the street with it. Everything I had, I fed it to him.
Pause.
No, pause. And I'm born in 77. I mean, just what the fuck I said. Y'all might be fucked up.
Don't be feeding that.
So listen. So hold on now, because Pete pulls up, go to the studio.
Yeah.
At this time, you ain't never been around that type of shit, right?
Hey, I done been around. I done been someplace.
No, I'm saying dealing
with
the music.
Don't undermine Moneybagg, yo.
No, dealing with the music. No, you're right.
There's a lot of goats in Memphis.
Right,
I'm sure you've been around all kinds of rich shit.
I'm talking about, but see, I don't know to what extent Moneybagg just, like, I know P gonna roll out the red carpet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He trying to sign an artist.
Yeah.
So what about P outside of him just being real thorough and official? What about him caught your attention and made you want? Because you seem like, this is my second time meeting you.
Yeah.
Like, you one of those guys that's hard to fucking read.
Yeah.
Right? You'd have been through some shit.
Yeah.
Your eyes tell on you to me, because I come from that, right?
Yeah.
So you don't give a fuck about the talk. It's something about what a motherfucker's saying that's going to grab you. So what about that conversation
What it was with P, though, you know what I'm saying? I felt like he came from where I come from. He might have been in the same situation. And what it was, like, bro, I had before, bro, been like the hottest in Memphis, like, several times, bro. You feel me?
Ralph,
see Chad. Yeah.
Get over
here. I've been the hottest. But then, because what I had going on, bro, I felt like, because I was kind of one of y'all niggas running around doing shit, that nobody didn't really want to fuck with me, you know what I'm saying?
She was a risk.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? But I felt like P, he wasn't really worried about that. You feel what I'm saying? No matter, even though I know people are like, oh, Lil Kenny, man, I don't know. We don't know who he on. He just getting out. Is he still on that bullshit? You know what I'm saying? I just felt like, shit, he wasn't worried about that. And I kind of just felt that because he was willing to take a risk. You get what I'm saying? And, like, a lot of motherfuckers ain't going to wait.
He was willing to take the risk.
You get what I'm saying?
Because he has, like, millions of views on songs from, like, 6 years ago. So it's like you had this whole run, and then you got locked up, and you got to kind of, like, rebuild, right?
Yeah, most definitely, yeah.
How long were you actually locked up, though?
I just do like a 4.5 bid, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Did you feel at any point in your career like you had to choose between like Gotti and Dolph in terms of who you fucked with? Because is it like that in Memphis where you could only really fuck with certain people?
Not really. See what it was, bro.
Now?
See what it was, though. Even coming up, I ain't going to say Gotti personally, but just his neighborhood, we was always at it. You know what I'm saying? It was a beef with his neighborhood. So that was kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
So Dolph probably would have been.
But me and Dolph, we also, before I even got locked up due to bid, me and Dolph, we used to sit at the table like this, you know what I'm saying? And he was willing to take that same risk with me with a whole load of charges pending, you know what I'm saying?
He definitely would have.
You get what I'm saying?
Man, I swear I used to get on the plane leaving L.A.
Yeah.
Dolph be on that motherfucker by himself.
Yeah.
Wack, what up?
Yeah.
Jerry down, all this shit. Uh-huh. Dolph, he said shit. Wack is going to be what it's going to be.
Sure, right.
And that was him.
Uh-huh.
We get to Atlanta, the airport. I'm thinking maybe he got his team waiting on him. Shit. Dolph get one car, pull up, he gone.
Yeah.
You know, Dolph was real like that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
So why that signing didn't happen with Dolph?
With Dolph, actually, when me and Dolph, like, we used to be in Atlanta, and we used to be, like in the studio, you know what I'm saying? And he used to probably put me, hey, Lil Kenny, hey, drop something, do something with Moochie for me. You and Jay Fields will do something, you know what I'm saying? And then he'll pull me to the corner. Hey, bro, come on, bro. You know I've been wanting to fuck me, bro. Let me turn this shit up for you. You get what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, I'm ready. I'm ready to do that now. You get what I'm saying? Because, nigga, like, even years before that, I had a hot song that he might have called me, hey, Lil Kenny, that song hot, bro. Need to get on that song. You know what I'm saying? But me just bullshitting around, I'm thinking like, man, I might not even just get back to it. You get what I'm saying?
Straight up. You get out there.
You get what I'm saying?
You start moving around, and it just is what it is.
You get what I'm saying? But then Dolph like, look, bro, you know I've been wanting to fuck with you. What's up, bro? I'm like, I bet, bro. I'm ready now because I feel like I done seen me go this high, then low, then this high again. You get what I'm saying? When I'm thinking this shit finna just jump off the shelf, it's like, damn. It's like, damn, I can't get over that little spot for some reason. You know what I'm saying?
So if Dolph's demise wouldn't have happened, you probably would have signed to Dolph.
Exactly, yeah. Even,
gotcha.
Okay, so even while we in Atlanta and we chopping it up, I go to jail. Like, I'm with him. and we kicking it, and then they go their way, and I go my way, then I go get boom, I go get knocked, you know what I'm saying? And I catch like a gun charge. And then when I get, even though I got these charges pending, they ain't let me back out now. You out on bond and you catching a new case, look, you got to sit, you know what I'm saying? But even once I got released from the state, you know how it is when you got a hold from the fed.
Yeah, you got to sit.
So hold on, look. I done got released from the state, and then while I'm leaving, and then the people already out there, they just see me getting released. It was on Instagram, me getting released from the state. So by the time I get released, I check my Instagram when I get where I'm at. Dolph hit me up. B.O., you hear what I'm saying? See, he thinking I got released, though. You know what I'm saying? But he don't know that the other people got me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, look, hey, the folks got me. I'll holler at you when I can, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it was just that on that, though. You know what I'm saying? But it was most definitely.
You hear how they checking the DMs.
Yeah.
Niggas in jail.
Yeah.
checking the DMs.
Yeah.
Big business going on off the DMs.
Yeah, most
behind
definitely.
The wall. That shit is crazy.
I might see out that message right now. Well, he in there, you know what I'm saying? Like, he tap in B.O. He thinking I'm there. You get what I'm saying?
That's
thinking
crazy.
I'm home.
So what's the nature of you guys' relationship? Would you describe yourself as like his manager or?
I'm my brother.
It's just friends? Or? Now,
this is my brother. He whatever, manager, security, whatever, everything. You know what I'm saying? Anything.
But you got your own wave. Like, your own shit, even without him, does numbers on YouTube and everything. Like, have you just kind of consistently always had a presence in the city or has it heated up because of him or?
Man, I don't know. I know both of us together, this is going up. Yeah, me and him together, it's just double trouble, me and him. It's going up, me and him.
But that's a good thing because they could do their own projects and they come together and do collab projects.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, it's the same movement, same city, same mm-hmm. neighborhood.
Yeah.
Is it true Future tried to sign you at one point?
Yeah.
What year was that?
When I first got out, like 2 days out, I went down to the studio, dropped my first day out. He wanted to fuck with me, but I ain't do it, though.
How come?
I was just fresh. I had to see what was going on. I wasn't no need for no money. I just wanted to see what was going on. The Philly shit had been gone for a minute.
What year are we talking?
2021.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Future was Future. So when you was in Nashville,
yeah,
did y'all set up shop down there? Nashville? You know,
like
I got some homeboys down
like
there. My homeboy Jay Hood.
Yeah, I'm down there right now.
I got a whole neighborhood in Nashville.
Yeah, I'm down there right now.
Yeah, two peas.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean?
My whole neighborhood. We got a whole set in Nashville.
Really?
Been there since the 80s.
I thought you said you bought like an apartment.
That's why
complex.
We used to call it Tenor Key.
Yeah.
No, you took that from Young Buck.
No.
Tenor
Key way before.
He named his album that.
Way before God, because he's from Nashville.
Yeah.
That motherfucker, you think we got that from him or he got that from what it always was before him?
Well, you're telling me that a guy from there had to take slang from somebody from L.A.?
What I'm telling you is Tenor Key came from what the fuck came from L.A.
What's a key?
Motherfucker right.
What's a key? Right. I don't even think you know.
It's something that goes in the door.
I don't think
see,
you know.
That's the way. See how the white boys try to do you? They try to line you up. What? You think I don't know? Yeah. Say some shit.
He's smart, ain't
he? Not a trapper.
Dumb as a
not a trapper.
You're right. He's not a trapper.
He's an old school gang member. He used to walk down the street and try to square up with people on the block.
You know what? I had to fight because back in my day, you know, it wasn't in style to be a blood.
Yeah. Now we got switches.
We was out number 5-6-1.
And we don't care about your hands.
Listen, no, you're missing the point. And names back in the day were earned names. Certain names you heard, the evils, the killers, the wax.
Don't
the
make
psychos.
Me tell them about your old
hold
name.
On. The psychos and all that. Mm. Them was earned names. Mm. Right? Okay. So a lot of this street shit, we used to really mimic and watch the mob shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right, so whack didn't mean what it meant today.
Yeah.
Meant when a motherfucker get whacked, get up out of here.
Mm.
So, right, you just couldn't, that just wasn't your name. Then you had to earn it, and then with that came an attachment. So, doing time, nigga, if you had to been down there out your mind to claim this motherfucking red flag. So, you had to know how to fight. If you didn't know how to fight, you learned how to fight, or you just rolled it up. A lot of niggas turn to the other side. Today, it trips me out
because
it's red bandanas everywhere. Shit commercialized. I'd be like, God damn. I wish this shit would have been the case back then. Boy, would have saved the niggas some hard shit.
You made the way then.
No lie. I'm part of the wave. It's a wave before me. You know, a lot of my G homies just coming home did 30 years and shit. You know what I mean? And they got some real stories. You know, this shit was different. And to watch this shit spread across the nation really trips me out. But it all really came from from hustling. Mm. Like, when I tell you I got a neighborhood in Nashville, it's because when niggas is moving shit that way, when we come back here, it got to be some eyes there. Them niggas didn't know. They were just niggas out there hustling, getting it, and they was gangsters anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, nigga ain't got the beef up a gang to be a gangster. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when they seeing niggas is coming out there, they seeing what niggas is doing, you know, niggas just joint forces, and that's what it is. Mm. So my homeboy Jay Hood, he actually just got caught up. So, you know, he'd be home in a couple years, but he from Nashville. But Memphis was always, even when he was in Nashville, yeah. Memphis was like you got San Diego, which they ain't playing, right? But then you got L.A. This shit is, because it's more people, it's more shit going on, right? So that's how it was with Nashville and Memphis.
Yeah.
You know, you can, nigga, you don't, you're not going playing in Memphis. Nigga, you better have a team there. You better have some eyes there and some people there.
I went to Nashville a year or two ago, and everybody kept telling me that Memphis is spooky, that there was bad energy over there.
It ain't bad energy. It's just what the energy is.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
Be real. Is it bad energy? Is like sort of evil, dark energy? Because, like, keep in mind, who popped off Memphis? 3-6 Mafia. Some evil-ass sounding music that apparently people, like, mega related to.
It's like this.
You listen, don't know about our culture,
listen,
okay?
Listen, though. This shit ain't no more 3-6 Mafia shit going on out there. It's some whole other shit. And it leads me to believe,
Sorry.
Do the motherfucking law give a fuck?
Hell nah. The law, I'm gonna tell you what the law police doing. When something happening, this shit gonna happen first, then they gonna pull up. You know what I'm saying? It ain't know how on the scene. They ain't trying to get to nothing on no scene while nothing going on.
Nah.
By the time them shots are already over and all that, then they'll come do their investigation. You know what I'm saying?
Because it be places like Memphis, Chicago.
Yeah.
I be hearing like Chicago. 70 motherfucking shot.
Yeah.
That could never happen in L.A.
Yeah.
Mm. Not in L.A. County, nowhere. The minute 4 or 5 motherfuckers got hit, is checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
They blocking shit off. We already know. They can get off the streets because they going to jack you, right?
Uh-huh.
They don't give a fuck. They going to jack you, search you. Yeah, you're going to get out on the DA reject.
But it'll be like 7 murders spread out all over the fucking city, like completely disconnected from each other.
Yeah, but maybe you got to remember, L.A. County is 60 miles north, south, east, and west.
Mm.
So a murder over here in the valley, you know, motherfucking Watts, motherfucking Inglewood, somebody over here, you know, in Compton. It really don't look that bad versus you being some of these nigga cities. 20 niggas just got hit.
Yeah. Mm.
15 shot at the mall.
Yeah.
When the last time you heard of some shit? We got our little youngsters, they go fight at the malls.
Mm.
When the last time you seen on the news out here, the last time was 100 days, 100 nights.
Mm.
But that shit was real.
Right.
I don't know which one of these niggas started that shit. But them niggas said we going 100 days and 100 nights and we ain't letting up.
Yeah.
And it's about 300 niggas doing 50 years right now.
It's crazy you mentioned Chicago because you guys actually did music with my man Tay Savage, a.k.a. John Wick, from Chicago. How did that connection happen?
That's a cool
one. I had did something with him. My nigga, Ready to Shoot, the cameraman, said he had him down. He wanted to link up with the streets, so he linked us with him. We went to the studio and, you know, real recognized, real did some music.
Definitely.
A nigga said, Ready to Shoot, the cameraman.
But I think he was saying that's the name of the cameraman.
That's the name of the cameraman. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah, but the name.
The name.
I thought that for a second. Did he say he was going to shoot the cameraman?
No. I knew that was the name, but goddamn.
I was trying to just move it along.
That's a cold day. Yeah. You understand everything they saying, Queen? She get it all, huh? Got you fitted right back at home, right?
Goddamn. She about to lube up that head when you get home, huh?
Oh. What you mean? What you mean? You got ideas? Yeah, she do. That's her job.
Her job?
Yeah, motherfucker, her job.
That's great.
You know, you put yours to work.
You damn
mine's
right.
Work with me.
Get on that track.
Oh, my God. You heard? Yo. Did you really tell your wife to get on the track?
Yeah, she didn't listen. I'm pissed.
So, who have you... If you can do a feature with somebody, who would you want that to be? Somebody you ain't worked with yet.
Really, I'm really open, you know what I'm saying? With whoever, you know what I'm saying? I'm just with expanding and growing right now, you feel me? I'm really with whoever, so I ain't gonna lie. Like, I got no no hand pick. You know what I'm saying? You know how this rap shit going right now. You know how it go right now. So I ain't going to just single out, look, I him and him. It just, I'm open to fuck with whoever, especially on the music. I'm with growing, you know what I'm saying? And just trying to make this shit bigger. You feel me?
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
You guys beef with Big 30 and Pusha T and them?
Nah, I never, bro, I've been gone. I don't know him, bro.
You got a diss song about Big 30, right?
No.
Really?
Them babies.
No, they got a diss song on Finesse.
No, he has a diss song on Big Newski, which is Big 30's cousin, right?
Nah, them babies.
That means if it is, then it ain't there no more.
It's not even a baby. It's like a grown man.
The Finesse shit, how did that come along?
What is the Finesse?
You're
going to
fuck
shit?
Up your whole relationship with him because he's about to go in.
What is the Finesse shit?
I don't know. I just saw a song.
I'm saying, what is the Finesse shit? Did it say Finesse this on her?
Nah, you know it don't.
Yeah.
It don't. But you know what? You know what? I'm going to tell you.
Let go.
I got this.
Let's go.
It's a blogger.
Yeah, okay.
It's a female.
Okay.
Her name is Mimi.
Yeah.
It's called The Lemonade Stand.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. She be on Clubhouse with the Queen.
Uh-huh.
Her and Mimi Green. She on the way up. Y'all need to show her some love.
I already see. She got. I didn't check the.
No, I'm gonna hook y'all up. Show. Do her live with her something. Yeah. She up and coming.
Yeah.
She from the motherfucking city and she a female.
Uh-huh.
She a single parent on the grind, so that's why I respect her, right?
Yeah.
But she was telling me, I guess something. The mob is y'all association or y'all movement called the mob.
Yeah.
So I guess
mine is.
Yours is.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, listen, man, I'm learning.
Yeah.
I guess it was some disrespect sent at that movement.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And I guess it was a response. So I guess motherfuckers is feeling like whatever was released was shot that way. I don't know. So I'm asking you. The people want to know.
Yeah.
Mimi Green want to know. The Lemonade Stand want to know. What the fuck is the Lemonade?
Man, she like... They can take it for whatever it is or whatever it sounds like. You hear what I'm saying?
That boy got media training.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say you for Mimi.
Yeah.
Because, see, she talk y'all language.
Yeah.
She say the main and all that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why hearing y'all talk, it kind of like, it takes me back to my family reunions.
It's the music for me.
Music.
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 Yeah.
As soon as you throw an R,
just said that, right?
Yeah.
Mimi just said that, yeah. Mimi! We gonna hook you up, Lemonade Stand.
What is a Lemonade Stand? That's like her YouTube channel.
That's her blog.
Okay.
I watched it start about a month ago, about 45 days ago. People was telling her, but she then went hard in the paint with that shit, and she really doing their shit.
Mm-hmm.
So people was hearing about her, and it's another weirdo though. What's that weird motherfucker? They call him a weirdo, Stan G. Do y'all know Stan G?
I know.
Yeah. You know it?
Yeah.
Also, y'all know it.
Yeah.
Well, nigga ain't that weird. Let me retract it. Because he be talking like, and I don't know if that's his character, because the nigga be like, I'm the biggest and all this shit.
Yeah.
So he be talking, I'm like, this nigga weird. But maybe that's so you know the nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, he really? Oh, so y'all know the nigga. He funny to me, too. Hey, look, I got to retract it. I got to retract it. All right.
Okay.
And he say they know me, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's so Stan G.
Yeah.
That nigga Stan G that been on every fucking, is it Kid Yours, them fucking shows, Maury and shit. No, he a hustler though.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all really know that he from y'all side of town.
No, he just from the city. We support what he doing.
Yeah. I don't know personally, but I know it's moving. Hey, look, you got something going on in front of the city. I'm gonna fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? And I got on there one time. You know what I'm saying? And I fucked it with him. You get what I'm saying?
That's like funny though. I was trolling with him last night on some shit. Some dude from Austin.
Yeah.
We went on there. He said, whack.
Who, T.T. Naughty?
His the partner. He's a rat. He in jail.
Yeah. I heard that all the people that he used to do podcasts with turned their back on him after he snitched.
Yeah, of course. He told.
Even podcast hosts will turn their back on you if you tell. That's crazy.
And Stan, you know, Stan a fool. Stan is... Memphis is the only place exists.
Yeah.
Ain't no United States, nigga. Memphis.
Yeah.
So he go on there and he told them niggas, he say, my nigga, Memphis niggas come to Austin, but can't no Austin nigga come to Memphis. And them niggas went crazy. They went, it was, I forget whatever them little dude's name was, but my man T-Money had us come on there, but Yeah, this tripped me out that they really know Stan G.
Yeah.
I got to put some respect on his
name.
I'm told, gotcha, it's all love.
For sure.
These are people you need to meet, Adam.
I was just
people that we should put up under that, remember that umbrella I wanted to do, those lower dudes? Because they really got, they know who they are. They put in a lot of work out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the No Jumper Village thing I was shopping to you.
A village.
Yeah, because you got No Jumper, then you got the village, and which is a lot of the people that's grinding out there, they got their little podcast on their way up, put them up under the umbrella. We can see their numbers and those is buzzing, then we can pull them up and sit them in one of the bigger seats. In the meantime, between time, let them utilize our resources, right, to generate a fan base, and we do a profit share on it.
I feel like I'm going to just let Stan G keep all his money. I'm not going to try to tax him. I know that stuff comes naturally to you.
I mean, whatever it got to be.
He's an extortionist.
Who, me?
He's trying to extend it to YouTube now.
No, brother, that comes from your tribe. Your people did all that
what
shit.
What tribe am I a part of?
I mean, you know, the Clans people.
Oh, no, I'm not a part of that.
Yeah. Nick Cannon called me today, too. He ready to do some business.
What's he saying?
We'll talk later.
More diaper business or?
No, this type of business.
Podcast business.
Yeah. I know you're Nick Cannon. You got respect for the brother.
Love Nick Cannon.
There you go.
Great man.
So listen, man.
Okay, let me ask you this. When you're in L.A., does it feel like a completely different vibe than the South? Or like what are the main differences that you notice?
You know, L.A., shit, bigger cities, you know what I'm saying? Much more movement, you feel me? And, shit, you know, I can kind of, even though it's L.A., but, you know, it's like I'm a fresh new face out here, you feel me? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Ain't got to be, you know what I'm saying, driving, looking over here and all that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
I'm watching
real.
Where I'm going. So, you know, it's just somewhere I can kind of, like, get a little peace of mind at, you feel me?
Mm.
But, no, I'm definitely, I love L.A., though, you know what I'm saying? But,
niggas respect Memphis.
Yeah, man.
You know, one thing about Gotti come out here, and, you know, he a household name. He moved right, fuck with everybody the right way. Down Mozzie, we got a lot of my respect when he extended that to Mozzie.
Uh-huh.
But now L.A., you know, Memphis one of those places where you never heard no friction like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just Memphis niggas in town.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. People just really want to build.
Yeah,
do some shit together.
Most definitely.
I seen a little YouTube clip where they were trying to put together a narrative saying that you were dissing a music entity who lost their life recently in Memphis.
Yeah, but you know, that's how the blogs is, bro. It just, no matter what you say or whatever, you know what I'm saying, they're going to always take some and run with it and just misinterpret you.
So that was misinterpreted. It seemed a little bit coincidental if it was going to be an accident.
Yeah, it definitely was. You feel me?
Oh, okay.
It definitely was. You know what I'm saying?
Because I was trying to figure out what kind of rapper I'm dealing with. I'm like, damn, if he's saying some shit like that, that's some shit.
Hey, the thing about it, though, wait, guess what? Hey, I'm gonna put you down
notice
on
I'm
this.
Not even, I'm not even saying the lyrics.
I'm
gonna
put you down this. If I'm on something, I'm not rapping about it.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not rapping about it. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm rapping about it,
it's entertainment.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. It ain't got nothing to do with him. You get what I'm saying?
Got you.
So just know that if I'm on something, I'm not rapping about that. You feel me?
That's real.
Does NLE Choppa run Memphis? Is he like one of the biggest rappers out there in terms of what the kids are into in the generation?
Now, Sleep, you just did the punk shit.
What?
See, that's that bullshit.
I want to know. He seems very popular. I don't know if he's that popular at home.
No, hold on, because I know Nephew. So why would you word it to another Memphis rapper that's NLE Choppa run Memphis? The proper thing to say is, does Memphis fuck with NLE Choppa? Or do you fuck with NLE Choppa?
So run is not good.
Nah, because what you're trying to do is get him to say, fuck no, or all this sort
of
shit.
This is hip-hop. We got to figure out who the king is.
But see, I'm here.
The king.
You're not finna be a culture vulture like that. You're trying to get some shit started.
You're talking about basic hip-hop conversations, and you're trying to now call it a culture vulture
thing. Yeah, because you're trying to start a fire.
We were just having a conversation about who's the king of L.A. on here. Nobody told me I was a culture vulture.
First of all, there's no one king of no city. And if you're a rapper...
Yes, there is.
No, and
this
if you're a rapper...
There absolutely is.
I expect every rapper to stand up and say they the king of they shit.
That's bullshit. That's an argument that makes
fucking
sense.
Why not?
Because you don't see people who are like in 10th place saying they're the king.
Why not?
Because it would sound ridiculous. If somebody comes out and says they're the king, when T.I. came out and said I'm the king of the South, it lit the South on fire. He was all of a sudden beefing with everybody. That's how it's supposed to be.
But it pushed him to where he was.
But you shouldn't say it unless you feel like you actually have some sense of claim to that title.
I think Nephew was locked up.
And see, you're doing it again. I'm asking him about a motherfucker's relevance in the city. And you're not even letting him speak for himself.
But we're not doing no... does he run Memphis and all this shit? Ask him if they fuck with NLD.
Forget everything he just said and just answer what I said.
I fuck with Chopper.
Okay.
He run the city.
See? He didn't even need your, like, mid-interview media training.
No, listen, listen. What he did was he took the place of a boss. That's what he did. Because Chopper were Chopper. Y'all remember, we gave him his first platinum.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
When I came home, Chopper hit me up.
No, no.
Not for
we did.
And Cole Bennett.
No, no. Bullshit. Let's get it right.
You might have been there.
Blueface didn't even want to do the motherfucking song. We had a tour, but we was on Lil Baby's tour.
Yeah.
And we had a fucking studio bus. It took me 5 days to get his ass in the back of that studio to fucking record that song. He recorded that shot. Blueface recorded that Shot of Flow remix on the motherfucking road in the back of the studio bus. It was a Stunner, one of Stunner's buses. So if I would just let him have it his way, you know how that is.
Yeah.
We come to you want to do it. Nah, sometimes we leave it alone.
Yeah.
Artists know when we like own something, bro, you really need to do this shit. And usually they probably don't want to do it, but out of respect, they do it.
Yeah.
And something came of it.
I'm just saying it probably shouldn't have been that hard to convince Blueface to do it, considering Shot of Flow already had like 20 million views probably at that time.
Hey, brother, he did not want to do it, and his version outran the other versions. That's a fact. Am I right or wrong?
Well, it was the one that had a
Am I right or wrong? But wait, what you mean?
That Shot of Flow
that motherfucker was already running before we did the Cole Bennett video. And where you think that came from?
I'm just saying the reason why it probably had the most plays is because it was on a channel that blew it the fuck up. And also, that was very early on. He put Blueface on, and he's a big rapper at the time.
Put Blueface on?
No, fuck put you. Blueface on the song.
Yeah, okay, what you mean? The first version was already out. Put some respect on Blueface's name, man.
Main character syndrome. You're making it about yourself again.
No, I'm not. I said Blueface's name.
No, I'm a power. But you're making it about your contribution to a record that you were apparently around.
Because I definitely contributed to it.
Right.
That's a fact.
But why are we even talking about your random record that you're bringing up for no reason?
I got a bunch of random records. You might want to go check.
Let us know in the comments how you think he's doing.
Man, fuck your comments. I make this show. Nobody want to see your corny ass or your dope fiend counterparts.
You don't think I could get views interviewing him solo?
Yeah, you could, but it ain't gonna be the whack.
I probably would have got messier answers too, because I wouldn't have Miss Manners over here fucking trying to micromanage his beef.
Ain't no beef. He just told you.
See?
He just told you anything he beefing about, he don't talk about. White boy.
And that's because he's got you looming over here like a big fucking gargoyle trying to stop him from talking about any lit shit.
First and foremost, I am a manager.
Allegedly.
And that's a fact. Right. Secondly, I am QC whenever I want to be.
You are?
Whenever I want to be.
Why are you out here just claiming every label? I'm Cash Money West. I'm QC.
No, Cash Money West, that's what that is. But when it come to QC, who P gonna blame?
Wet.
Hey, for what? For this interview?
Anything.
Hey, Wet.
Nigga, them niggas got the flat tire out there. They gonna blame me. That's the fact. My brother, though. That's what it is.
But P's still super motivated with QC, even though they sold it?
He ain't still running QC.
Wait, he's still running it. He still has a role there, but they don't technically own it anymore.
No, he still got, you know.
But I feel like everybody is kind of like waiting to see if the QC dynamic ever changes now that he has a different type of role.
It's not going
to
change. His role is the same. It's not going to change. It's a bigger picture to that.
If I sold this company and continued to do podcasts and I had a contract and I'm getting paid X amount of dollars a year, it might seem the same for a while, but at some point, it's probably going to seem a little different, right, if you don't own it?
Well, you got to understand, when it comes to P and Coach K, that's their baby. You know what I'm saying?
But when you sell your baby.
No, but, I mean, it depends on how you sell it. You know, if you do a partnership with it, you're still a part of it. So, you know, you didn't see P swing off and start another fucking label. We could have did that. It's the reason why
he's probably under contract for many years to keep.
Yeah, he got a great contract. And he's still QC. And he's still pushing QC the way he's supposed to. Believe that. He ain't letting up.
Nah, hell no.
At all.
Ooh, work. He worked, for sure.
Yeah, at all. He ain't letting up.
Mm.
So it ain't like he got the check and he laid back and like, y'all do what y'all want. He's still running QC like QC. Mm. That's a fact.
That's
little
real.
Yachty, people still over there. Mm. Yachty just did some, you know, like Yachty just did a lot of work with Drake. You know what I'm saying? His shit is moving. So it's a lot going on at QC. Mm. I heard an R&B joint this morning floating around the internet. Mm. I'm not familiar with that artist. But, you know, I see he.
You believe it's associated with QC?
Definitely. It's on Q page. It's on P's page, so definitely.
Interesting. So what else are you working on right now? What's the move? What's going on?
Right now, me and Duke, we working on the Evil Twins mixtape. So this shit should be dropping soon. We working on that. And after that, I got a whole slew of music still waiting to come after that. You know what I'm saying? We just staying active and just keeping this shit going. You know what I'm saying?
Gearing up for the summer.
Well, we already geared up.
Yeah. Y'all got merch and shit going on?
Yeah, just this shit there.
That merch is important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
It is, bro.
That merch is important.
It is. That merch is very important.
That merch is really important.
What kind of interview is this?
Because when a motherfucker, listen, when a motherfucker ain't playing the music, and a motherfucker walking around with your hoodie with the Evil Twins on it, right? That means something.
Yeah, most definitely.
You will see that. That make a motherfucker say, oh, man, I'm finna go put some of that on when I get in the car.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's real shit. It's a lot of money made over there. A lot of money. Crazy money. Motherfuckers marking up shit 300%.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's get it. All right.
I think what it is because the way your shit's set up, right, you're not really moving the merch like that. You probably move it off your website.
We have a store on those. We sell plenty of merch.
Not out that store.
Yeah, out the store and online.
Online, better, more.
The store in real life is a billboard for the online
store. That's what I know.
Well.
Tell the truth.
Because how many items can you really sell?
That's what I'm saying.
On a retail level.
You doing it online.
And it's cool.
And I know you're doing numbers.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Yeah.
All right, appreciate you guys coming in. Thank you to WAC for lining this up. We got to touch in with the soul of Memphis. We're going to hear in the comments about what's going on. They're going to tell me. They probably spun me multiple times when I asked them about beef, and they were like, no, we don't have beef. This is going to be some spinach in the comments.
You know, I think what it is I'm a little more touched in tune with how that street shit go, and I don't want nothing coming from this platform to be the start of something that led to some bullshit.
Yeah, but they live out there.
I don't give a fuck. I'm a feeling anyway. Tied to bro, so it's tied to me.
What are you saying? Whatever.
You don't give a fuck, huh?
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
That white boy over the table shit.
LA, and we gonna be.
Let me say, my drama in LA feels a lot different than my drama in other states.
But see, he got his punk ass pulled up on too, though.
By who?
White boy milk pulled up on you. You were scared to go outside.
Well, that's old school.
No, you know old school. Pulled up on the alley on it.
I was in the garage.
Come outside, white boy. I'm not going out there. What do I look like? You know?
He ain't go.
Would Jimmy Iovine go out there? What do I look like? Oh, that old
shit. I had my security go out there with a blower to deal with him.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, volunteer security, AD. Yeah.
Listen, AD didn't go out there with no blower.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. You can see him fishing around in his pocket for it.
That's cap. So listen, you know what he did?
He advertised that shit about a trillion times on here.
He turns around and brings him on a show and makes friends with him.
Yeah, like 3 years later.
He marched. He didn't call you 10 punk bitches and all kind of shit.
Yeah. And we had to come together. You know how it is when you got a mutual op, right?
Yeah.
You got to come together. Even if you don't fuck with somebody, you got to come together.
Nah, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing
that. No, sometimes you got to do that. They know. They be clicking out.
No, I ain't doing no clicking. I was spitting in the face.
Yeah, you heard that? Spitting in the face.
Playing by the rules.
Nah. Yeah, by the rules, nigga.
I could see you guys putting some moves together.
Who?
Them.
I mean, that's family.
If they really got a top op, sometimes you got to join forces.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm rolling with the team.
It's like Future and Kendrick and Metro and all them.
Why y'all act like Kendrick sat out and clicked up with something? Kendrick said, nigga, fuck the big three. It's the big me.
Yeah.
So he like, I ain't fucking with nobody.
Yeah, but he's teaming up with all Drake's ops. I don't think it's a coincidence, personally.
Now, that's what y'all saying. Again, like y'all doing with Kenny Music. Y'all
they don't even
something.
Know all that. They're so Memphis. They don't even give a fuck. They're like, Kendrick,
y'all
who's Kendrick?
And y'all assume, what it is. Different. And then there you go. And motherfuckers like you with a platform saying shit like that is contributing to it.
Yeah, but you're like one of these podcasters who's just like in denial of everything. And you're like, you can't prove that. So therefore, it didn't happen, even though it's like unbelievably obvious.
You just said AD had a blower. Nobody seen a gun. Never had one.
I mean, you might think the audience is retarded, but I'm offended.
Nobody seen it. Nobody seen nothing. He just put his hands in his pocket. He was cold.
Might have been jiggling his balls. We don't know.
Yo, man, there you go with that gay shit. You know, you've been doing a lot of gay shit, but we're going to leave that alone.
Leave my dog out of it. All right. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Your head is probably spinning. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with these
Everybody know about the old weird-ass shit you be doing.
What weird shit?
The fuck?
It was April Fool's. It doesn't count.
I should have took that $50,000 they tried to give me yesterday.
For what?
Knock your ass out on camera.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who got $50,000 on me?
Man, I told him to make
it's not
75.
Enough. I'm insulted.
Huh?
It's not enough.
Your chin is attractive like a motherfucker.
Pause. Biggest pause ever. Your shiny ass head is attractive too, baby. All right. Just like that, we out.
We
appreciate you guys. Thank you very much to my dog.
Appreciate the love, bro.
Appreciate
the love.
Stupid Duke, probably one of the greatest names in the history of rap music I ever encountered. Stupid Duke. We got a Stupid Young out here.
Yo, we got
might
want to
tap
young.
In.
He Asian.
Appreciate y'all. Adam and Wax Show, we out.